Boulevard, Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
More Americans will make a run for the border. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
They got a lot of rough people in those caravans. They are not angels. They are not.
So President Trump plans to send as many as 15,000 U.S. troops to stop the thousands of Central American migrants headed this way. The president also at that rally last night near Fort Myers, Florida, brought up his plan to end the policy that allows all babies born here to be citizens.
The Constitution does not, I say that to the media, does not require it. Read it. Because illegal aliens are not subject to the jurisdiction of the United States.
Well, Democrats and some Republicans disagree, so any action he takes would end up in court. The president will campaign for Republicans tonight in Missouri, where former Vice President Biden rallied for Democrats last night.
The fact of the matter is that we're in a situation where the character of the country is on the ballot.
Three more of the 11 murdered in the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting spree will be laid rest today. The last funeral is tomorrow. The accused killer is due in court again next hour. Robert Bowers faces 44 charges, including murder and hate crimes. U.S. investigators are in Indonesia, sifting through plane wreckage, helping to find the cause of Monday's crash. Fox's Simon Owen monitoring live from London.
Dave, a potential breakthrough for investigators. Indonesia's search and rescue agency says the plane's black box data recorder has been recovered. Navy divers have been searching the Java Sea, where the Lion Air jet came down a few minutes after taking off from Indonesia's capital, Jakarta. All 189 people on board were killed, and there's no word on what caused the two-month-old Boeing plane to crash. A search is continuing for the other black box, the cockpit voice recorder. Dave?
So I'm in a bag. Baggage handler here in the U.S. is being scrutinized by American Airlines after he was found inside the cargo hold of a plane that landed in Chicago. He told police he got drunk and fell asleep in Kansas City. He was not charged. This is Fox News.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
In 11 hours, they'll fire up Old Sparky in Tennessee. The first time in 5 years in the U.S. a murderer will sit in the electric chair.
Edmund Zagorski was sent to death row and to die at Nashville's Riverbend Supermax after shooting and slitting the throats of two men in 1983 before robbing them and stealing a truck. Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam denied Zagorski's clemency petition. Last month, Zagorski made the request for almost 2,000-volt shocks in an electric chair instead of a lethal injection, which takes longer to kill. Other death row inmates in other states have also made similar requests amid problems with the lethal injection method. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
There was a carjacking at a car wash, and a sheriff's deputy that responded in Jacksonville, Florida, shot and killed one of the four suspects last night who beat a senior citizen and stole his truck, leaving him seriously injured in a hospital. Two other suspects were captured, and another is still at large. Harvey Weinstein, who faces charges in New York of rape and other sex crimes, has yet another accuser who's filed a lawsuit against the now infamous ex-Hollywood producer.
The newest claim against Harvey Weinstein comes from a woman who says she was a 16-year-old girl when he assaulted her at his New York City apartment in 2002. The woman, who was a Polish model and is identified as Jane Doe, says he promised to take her to lunch to talk about her career, then instead took her to his empty apartment and demanded sex. She didn't go along with his demands and now says that blocked her from a successful acting career as payback. Weinstein's lawyer called the claim preposterous. Weinstein has denied all allegations of non-consensual sex. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
There is news on the economy. U.S. worker productivity rose more than 2% last quarter, slightly less growth, though, than the 3 months before. On Wall Street, Stocks could rise a third straight day. Dow futures up nearly 100 points the morning after a 241-point Dow surge. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Memphis on Main in Champaign is closing today after their lease was not renewed. Its owner said the bar was doing well financially and hopes to reopen relatively soon. Zach Sickler is the bar's managing partner. Police have identified the suspect in a North Champaign shooting. A warrant has been issued for the arrest of 20-year-old Jaylaquan Robertson of Champaign, suspected in Tuesday's non-fatal shooting, on charges of aggravated battery with a firearm. Bond has been set at $500,000. Urbana Schools Assistant Superintendent Samuel Bindham has been placed on leave for an unspecified reason, according to an email sent by Superintendent Don Owen to school staff Wednesday. Bindham has been the district's Assistant Superintendent of Learning and Instruction since 2017. Urbana school officials did not respond to requests for additional information. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
What would you call a toilet that cleans itself? Impossible? Magic? A pipe dream? At American Standard, we simply call it a Vormax toilet. Vormax flushing technology gets the bowl 2 times cleaner than standard bowls with just water and is available in a variety of styles and options. And listen up, plumbers. Now through November 30th, you can receive a $25 incentive on each Vormax toilet purchased. Enter code RADIO on myvormax.com to learn more on rules and enrollment.
Okay, you will buy meat sales room theme song audition number 238.
Meat, 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 meat.
Ah, boy, not this again. Okay, next, please.
The meat room.
Yes, again, that's already been done before. One more, please.
Steaks and burgers. At the meat sales room, steaks and burgers.
The U of I Meat Sales Room on Maryland and Urbana. They may not have clever theme songs, but they do have the best meat in town.
Car guys know, not all motor oils are created equal. Because when your engine hits 75,000 miles, cheaper motor oils won't do. That's why Valvoline created full synthetic high mileage with MaxLite technology. Designed to fight sludge, condition seals, and better protect critical engine components as your engine ages. Keep your high mileage ride driving well into the future. Valvoline. Trusted for 150 years. Now at Advanced Auto Parts, buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage and a filter for just $33.99. Terms and conditions may apply.
Here comes my best man speech. Madison, at first, I wasn't sure if you were right for the position. Were you going to punch his ticket to the playoffs or send him home packing?
Ever since he switched to DirecTV, he only talks in college football metaphors.
It's that 4K, that high-quality footage. It changes a man.
Were you a walk-on All-American or a one-trick play?
Quit cable. No one has more college football in 4K than DirecTV. More for your college football thing. That's our thing. Visit DirecTV.com for details. With entertainment package or higher, limited 4K programming available. 4K equipment required. Other conditions apply.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com.
All right, we check our ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service. Diane Ducey, it's rainy and cold.
Yeah, windy today. Gusts as high as 31 miles per hour. We've got rain throughout the day, a low 39 into the evening tonight, up to near 60 with partly sunny conditions tomorrow, down to 37. Right around 62 with sunshine Saturday, 30% chance of showers late and overnight and into Sunday's forecast. 60% shot at showers with a high 66. Right now, 46. ESPN 93.5.
Nice to have Seth Denson back. He's a healthcare expert. Seth, how are you?
Doing well, Stevie. Great to be back with you.
All right, so there's a report, C-sections rising at an alarming rate. It's gone from 6% to 21% of births are now C-section.
Wow.
Why? And why is that alarming? I mean, what's changed?
I think there's a couple of things to consider here, and we'll consider the things that alarm me as a observer of the financial markets and the, we'll call them the motivations within the healthcare system as such. And then obviously it's just, there's also some significant advancements in medicine which have increased the rates of C-section. Let's start with the first. And maybe from the mother's point of view, we're expecting our third and likely going to have a third C-section. And that's the result of a medical condition that my wife will have to have C-section during childbirth. But in addition to that, we are seeing that surgery, which a C-section is not as taboo anymore in today's society as it once was. More and more mothers, as a result of, let's call it reality television and these shows that show women and men alike getting surgery at a more rampant basis, the complications of surgery are not quite what they used to be, so it's not quite as taboo.
Right.
So that's part one.
Yep.
The second thing of that is, though, is that I always am concerned as to the motivations of the healthcare system itself, and C-sections on average generate more than double the revenue for hospital systems than a traditional vaginal birth.
I got you. What's better for the mom and baby?
It's really a derivative of what's going on with the mom and the baby, right? Obviously, complications can result in the need for a C-section, but also certain aspects of the mother, the development, the structural aspects of how the baby is growing can all in turn result in the mom needing to do a C-section as a result of what's healthier for the baby or the mother. But in general, most medical professionals agree that when possible, vaginal birth is still the best option for both mother and baby.
Seth Denson is a healthcare expert. He's in Dallas this morning. I have Secretary of Health and Human Services Alex Azar coming up here in 20 minutes. What do I ask him?
I would ask simply, are they as concerned about this rising rate? And if so, what can the government do to reduce this rate? Again, I think that the challenge you have here is from a regulatory perspective, the government does not want to, nor is it going to try, in my opinion, to get involved in the patient-doctor relationship. That was a big thing of following the Affordable Care Act that the Republicans stated as a negative was that that law could specifically get in the way of a patient-doctor relationship. The government is not going to want to do that. That said, more research needs to be done on this, as I was even researching this topic myself. It's very hard to find a government study on this rising rate and what the causes are.
Well, what about drug costs? I think he wants to talk a little about the drug costs coming down. Is that true? Is it happening?
It is. And so this is one thing, and you can tell Secretary Azar that Seth Denson in Dallas, Texas, is very pleased with the direction they are going here. So Alex Azar, obviously a former drug executive, has chosen prescription drugs as the thing he's going to target to drive down the cost of health care. Remember, the ACA did nothing to drive down the cost of health care. It only tried to drive down the cost of health insurance, which doesn't work because insurance is just the financing mechanism of the healthcare system. What Alex Azar is doing and the Trump administration is supporting is saying, let's go after the actual drivers of cost of health care. There's two ways right now that he said that he's going to do it. Part one is that in the Medicare Part B system, that's B as in boy, which the government is the largest procurer of prescription drugs, the government's saying, we're going to start acting like a consumer. We're not going to pay as much as these pharmaceutical companies are charging. We're going to pay what they charge other foreign markets.
Hmm.
And that's a huge thing because the government can be a good consumer without price fixing the market. And then the second thing is, what Alex Azar is pushing for is more transparency within the prescription drug system, requiring pharmaceutical companies to publish what the actual cost is of their drugs, not just what a patient might pay through their health insurance.
Wouldn't loser pays like they do in Texas, where if you sue, that's fine, but if you don't win, you pay your legal fees, et cetera. Hasn't that been effective? Because malpractice insurance is crazy high, and I'm sure that's driving up some of the costs.
It's driving up some of the cost. Interestingly enough, though, tort reform is what you're referring to, is not the largest driver of the rising cost of healthcare, although it is a piece, and it does need to be addressed. What we've done in Texas has been very successful in reducing the number of lawsuits due to potential malpractices, which oftentimes are driven by the attorneys, not the patients, right? So that's helped a lot, and I think it would help in a general basis, but tort reform is about, we'll call it 5% of the overall drivers, in our opinion, of what's causing health care to continually rise.
All right. Well, we've got some steps going here. Seth Denson, always a pleasure. How can people find you?
Find me at gdpadvisors.com or tweeting at Seth Denson.
Thank you, my friend. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Davey.
You betcha. ESPN 93.5 8:15.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Inc. It's fall, and it's a special time to buy a Trane heating and cooling system for your home from Lands. For a limited time, we're offering discounts up to $1,000 or special long-term financing with approved credit on qualifying Trane systems. That's $1,000 off or special financing. Call Lands for details or find us online at landsinc.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a Trane. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
See Lands or visit Trane.com for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions.
I'm Ramona Sullivan. I am running for circuit judge. I'm a lifelong resident of Central Illinois with degrees from the University of Illinois and 22 years of extensive legal experience with almost every issue that comes through the courthouse. I was found well qualified for this position by the Judicial Screening Committee and rated recommended for the position by a State Bar Association Judicial Advisory Poll. I'm also the only candidate who can help balance our bench. We need judges with diverse experiences because experience brings perspective. We have 14 circuit judges in our circuit, all from the same political party. All were appointed to the bench by other judges. Many of you have never had the chance to vote for a circuit judge in a contested general election because the deck is so stacked that people like me never run. I'm running now, giving you an opportunity to balance our bench. I have devoted my career to serving people who can't afford to hire private attorneys and improving access to justice. I understand and care about poverty issues from my work and from my life. I was widowed young and was a single parent with a very limited income for 10 years. I bring perspectives that we need on the bench. Please vote Ramona Sullivan.
Paid for by the committee to elect Ramona Sullivan.
If you have hard water, the lime scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate lime scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
All right, ESPN 93.5. Let's check your sports headlines now at 8:17 with Diane Ducey.
NFL action has Oakland at San Francisco. I also wanted to talk about high school football. Haven't mentioned that much. GCMS Chicago Hope Academy is one of the playoff games, along with Bismarck Henning Rossville Allen taking on Tuscola. That game Saturday at 2.
Fisher and Argent Orienta.
Yes.
Yeah, be a dandy.
Lots of people watching then, that is our Champaign County offering.
And STM girls volleyball advanced to super sectional.
That's right. Straight wins over SJO.
St. Joe Ogden. Straight but they're defending state champions and trying to repeat. Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. All right. Denver over the Bulls 108-107 in overtime. Pacers over the New York Knicks 107-101. Vancouver beat the Blackhawks 4-2. Blackhawks have Edmonton tonight. St. Louis Blues will host Vancouver. And looks like David Price has locked in another deal.
Yeah.
$127 million over 4 years, staying with the Boston.
I have not heard about Clayton Kershaw. He was supposed to announce yesterday whether
right.
he's staying in L.A. And Clayton Kershaw is a wonderful guy and great pitcher, but his best years are behind him. He doesn't throw the ball as hard, and he's 30, and he's tremendous. And he gets, $35 million a year for 2 years. Why would you walk away from that or whatever it is? Maybe it's $35 million a year. Anyway, it's a bunch, but I hadn't heard that story. Kind of tracking what the Cubs and Cardinals are going to be doing as this offseason begins. It's kind of a continuation until pitchers and catchers report February 1st. Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on. Cardinals are really, really under the gun here. They're going to have to do something big to get the hopes of the Cardinal fans up with that tough Central Division. I expect the Cardinals to make a number of moves that'll give them hope to challenge the Cubs in Milwaukee, which will not be easy, as they're both better than the Cardinals right now. So hopefully some big moves coming for St. Louis. Here you go with your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, high around 47, northwesterly gusts around 31 miles per hour, 100% chance of precipitation. It's happening now. 60% chance of rain into the evening with a low 39 tonight. Up to 60 tomorrow, partly cloudy. 60, down to around 37 in the evening. More sunshine in the forecast for Saturday as we get up towards the mid-60s, down to 46 in the evening. Rain back in the forecast Saturday night in the wee hours Sunday morning. Throughout the day on Sunday, a 60% chance of showers with a high 68. Currently 44 with the light rain. ESPN 93.5.
Check your Fox Business Minute and be right back with you. Again, still to come, Pastor David Johnson from Muhammad about the Living Flag presentation and Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar.
From the Fox Business Network, stock futures are higher. Yesterday's stocks rallied to close out one of the worst months of the bull market. Apple shares are rising in pre-market trading. Many analysts are expecting another record quarter for Apple when the company reports earnings after the closing bell. Raising prices for its iPhone to almost $1,000 has been really good for Apple's bottom line. Google workers have the blessing of their CEO to protest this morning. Employees are walking out after a New York Times story documented how Google protected some workers from accusations of sexual misconduct. And Walmart shoppers can use a digital map to shop in the store this holiday season. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Carol Zimmer.
We had some pretty young trick-or-treaters. I mean, we had a number of one-year-old.
Really?
Yeah. We saw one kid.
Oh, like a little bee, or what would that person be?
Superman.
Okay.
A little fluffy something so they're warm.
Okay, gotcha.
And then we had this one kid, and it was this inflatable dinosaur, and it was 12 feet tall.
Nice.
And he's walking around. I said, lucky it's not windy.
Right, that's true.
Kind of a sumo suit.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, a lot of creativity.
Nice.
And moms and dads involved, and they like their candy. I saw a couple of buckets pretty darn full.
Exactly.
They're working it, as we used to do in Philo.
Uh-huh.
All right, 826. Secretary of Health and Human Services Alex Azar coming up. Pastor David Johnson about the Living Flag, which is the wonderful presentation they put on in Muhammad Christian Church.
Yeah, lots of patriotic music, a tribute to our veterans. I know today at 6 o'clock at Skateland in Savoy, CU Autism Network is doing their membership drive.
All
so
right.
If you want to come on out and skate, laser tag, $4 admission plus the rental for that. But still, good things happening for CU Autism Network.
And as election season continues, because that's kind of what it is, deer season, election season.
I guess so.
You have time to vote.
We get the results on November 6th.
That's all it is. I'm glad I'm done.
Maybe they should call it election results evening on the 6th.
Well, that's what it is. And then depending on what, we saved the paper of the day after the 2016 election, and I read through the front page of the News Gazette from back then, and all the U of I experts, everybody said, nah.
Nobody predicted that.
They said if Trump wins, it'll be late. And it was. It was a late night. But they thought she was all wrapped up by 9:20 is what they were thinking.
Huh.
9:20, it's over. And that's why I watched the coverage beginning at 7 p.m. with a remote in my right hand. And as soon as they said Florida goes to Hillary, I was going to turn it off and watch a movie because I didn't want to watch it. I did not want to watch it. And when they said Florida goes to Trump, I said, huh. Then I went on the New York Times webpage, and it was stunning how detailed and accurate that thing was. When Pennsylvania was trending toward Donald Trump, Pennsylvania, I said, what's going on here? And then Wisconsin and Michigan were trending toward what? Man, it's unbelievable.
Uh-huh.
And then the shock, and that people have not still gotten over from the election returns from the last one in 2016. So it would be very interesting to see what happens on Tuesday night. All right, 8:28, we'll be right back. ESPN 93.5, Secretary of Health and Human Services, Alex Azar, in the cabinet for Donald Trump, coming up next.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The man accused of killing 11 people at a synagogue in Pittsburgh Saturday, Robert Bowers, has another court appearance this morning. President Trump says he was disappointed by negative coverage of his trip to Pittsburgh and a focus on protesters.
I came home, and sadly, turned on the news and watched as the far left media once again use tragedy to sow anger and division.
The president there at a rally in Florida. There's a new report about sexual assault against women in North Korea.
In a report from Human Rights Watch, women who fled North Korea give graphic accounts of rape and other abuses perpetrated by police, prison guards, and other officials. The report says sexual abuse appears to be endemic in North Korea and that women feel powerless to demand accountability. The watchdog calling on the U.S. and other countries to pressure North Korea to respect women's rights.
Fox's Simon Owen. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Memphis on Main in Champaign is closing today after their lease was not renewed. Its owner said the bar was doing well financially and hopes to reopen relatively soon. Zach Sickler is the bar's managing partner. Police have identified the suspect in a North Champaign shooting. A warrant has been issued for the arrest of 20-year-old Jaylaquan Robertson of Champaign, suspected in Tuesday's non-fatal shooting, on charges of aggravated battery with a firearm. Bond has been set at $500,000. Urbana Schools Assistant Superintendent Samuel Bindum has been placed on leave for an unspecified reason, according to an email sent by Superintendent Don Owen to school staff Wednesday. Bindum has been the district's Assistant Superintendent of Learning and Instruction since 2017. Urbana School officials did not respond to requests for additional information. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
Rainy and windy are two words to describe the day. High 47, we're currently at 44. 39 our low tonight, 60% shot at showers. Partly cloudy to wrap up the week tomorrow, though, with a high near 60 down to 37. Hopefully up to 64 with sunshine on Saturday. Again, 44 with the light rain and wind. ESPN 93.5.
United States Secretary of Health and Human Services Alex Azar joins us. Good to have you back, sir. How are you?
Great to be with you again. How are you doing?
We learned last time you were very active with the Indianapolis Symphony, and you had even been able to cite the best piece they'd ever played. It was very impressive.
Nice.
Very impressive.
Thank you.
I had Seth Denson from Dallas on earlier this hour. He's a healthcare guy. Mm-hmm. He's very excited about what you're doing with prescriptions and the prices. You're a former pharmaceutical guy, executive. What are you doing that's working to drive down some of these prices?
You bet. So last time I was on, we were talking about the president's initiative to require drug companies to put in their TV ads the list prices of their drugs. And I teased with you that that was the tip of the iceberg, that more was coming. And last week, we delivered another big piece of that iceberg. And that is the president said we're paying 180% of what foreign countries like Europe, Japan, and Canada are paying for these key Medicare expensive drugs for patients. And he said that foreign free riding has to end. And so we're going to do a project in Medicare where we're going to reduce spending, what we reimburse for those drugs, down to a level that's based on the discounts that Big Pharma is giving to these other wealthy industrialized countries.
And that's going to drive our prices down.
Down 30%.
Mm. All right, excellent. There's a lot of work to do here, isn't there?
Amen. There is a lot of work on this to operationalize this, but we're committed to bring down prices for the American people of prescription drugs. This is one piece of the puzzle, you know.
Yep.
It's a very complex system.
Yep.
And we're tackling each element separately.
But I mean, to simply say, gosh, I wish my premiums for my insurance weren't so high, that's complex, correct?
And that's why we're working to give states flexibility on Obamacare so that they can design approaches that are cheaper, that are more localized. You know, today's open enrollment period begins for the Affordable Care Act, so I encourage people to take a look at healthcare.gov and see if there are options that make sense for them. The president's been trying to make that work as well as it can and brought average premiums down 1.5% on the silver plan. And in Illinois, it's down 3% there on that benchmark plan and get more choices. So we're trying to make it work as best it can, although we gotta replace it with something that's more state-based, private sector, and customized to what people can afford.
Do you like going into work?
I love going into work every day. This is the best job on earth.
Cabinet secretary is a big deal.
It's a pretty big deal. $1.3 trillion agency. We would be the fifth largest nation on earth. We're bigger than the British Empire.
How do you know what the left hand's doing? Right? I mean, that's a big organization as government, and sometimes government is the most efficient. How can you see all of that?
Well, first, the most important thing with any very large organization is the people. It's the people that you hire, the people that lead it. You got to delegate. You build good systems of accountability and execution. You set a very clear strategic direction with which the president has set for the organization. And, you know, we've actually got great career people here in our organization. We have 80,000 dedicated
wow.
employees who are just completely committed to improving and enhancing the health and well-being of all Americans.
That's really great.
We work together on that mission.
Now I know that you serve at the pleasure of the president. You're a cabinet guy. You're good to at least 2020. Do you watch elections? Are you obviously you're interested in what happens? Will you get active at all and do anything?
Well, I obviously follow it like any other American citizen, but I, in my role as secretary, I stay out of that, and I'm just about health. I'm about trying to make our health and human services programs work as well as they can for the American people. And president's given me very clear direction of what I need to do, which is get those prescription drug costs down, get health care costs down, make health insurance more affordable and available for people.
Yeah.
So I got a big task just
yeah.
in my world.
And in his system, you get to make the call. I mean, he kind of empowers people, doesn't he?
Well, the president is very pragmatic. He knows what the American people need, which is drug prices down, health care costs down, health insurance to be more affordable. But he works very closely with me. I talk to the president probably every day or every other day.
Well,
about health care and our human services programs. He is incredibly engaged at this department, more, I think, than any president in history has ever been.
Last question. What would you want the American people to know about President Trump they may not know?
I would want them to know that he is really fighting for them on this health care cost issue. He is just always on this issue. No matter what setting we're in, I can be in a hurricane briefing, and the president will turn and say, Alex, what have you done today to get prescription drug prices down?
That's what happens when you come for the private industry, man. It's about results, right? I mean, that's what I like.
Yep.
It's a bottom
yep.
line deal. You come from private. I mean, so you understand that you got to get something done.
He wants results, and we're delivering it. I mean, we've done more. The president's done more than any other president in history has done on drug prices. We've got 16 drug companies that have pulled their prices back, reduced their prices, or canceled price increases, said they're not going to increase prices for the rest of the year. And we're just rewiring the entire system of drug pricing. It's not going to happen overnight. There's no silver bullet. But, boy, I mean, this is transformational change taking on every special interest.
Awesome. Secretary Azar, thank you. Always a pleasure. Appreciate your time, and keep up the good work.
Great to be with you again. Thank you.
Thank you. That's United States Secretary of Health and Human Services Alex Azar on the lowering of the drug costs and the ability of this administration to make some headway. 80,000 people, $1.3 trillion area of our government.
Good chat, Stevie.
That is really, really important in our life. It is open enrollment, healthcare.gov.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working a little with Health Alliance to see what we can do. Because, yeah, now's your time, your window.
Yes, it is.
It'd kick in the first of the year.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 844.
Catch Mr. Basketball himself each Monday on ESPN 93.5. Fighting Illini Sports Network announcer Deion Thomas joins the conversation each Monday during the 9 a.m. hour of the Jeremy Warner Show. Tune in for Fighting Illini and Big Ten basketball chat all hour long. Join the conversation by texting in at 217-359-2255. Thanks to sponsors including the U of I Community Credit Union, Show Your Spirit with Illini Visa Rewards Card, Rosati's Pizza located at 701 South Gregory in Urbana, and Dogtown Heating and Air.
It's all about you and I at the U of I Community Credit Union. Sure, we started out only serving U of I employees, but we've graduated to serving the entire Champaign-Urbana community. And you know what? We love it. From football fields to cornfields, from humble beginnings to small victories, from Rantoul to Fisher, from Sadorus to Sydney, and everything in between. We know you've got a fighting spirit, and here at the U of I Community Credit Union, we're your biggest fans. The entire community, because it's all about campus and community at the U of I Community Credit Union. Stop Stop by one of our three branches in Champaign and Urbana and let us show you how we continue to serve both campus and community. Because you know what? It's all about you and I at the U of I Community Credit Union.
You don't have to sacrifice style to have a floor that's 100% waterproof for life. Because the Home Depot has Pergo Outlast Plus laminate starting at just $279 a square foot. With 22 colors, including on-trend grays, Pergo Outlast Plus can fit any style, in any room, beautifully, and resist water. Get Pergo Outlast Plus starting at just $279 a square foot at the number one Pergo waterproof laminate flooring retailer, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see warranty for details.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
Heavy rain this morning causing backed up traffic all the way to
Please remove all laptops and
Folks, we're number 9 on the list for takeoff, so settle in, keep those seatbelts fastened.
Welcome to Westin.
Travel can be disruptive to your well-being. That's why at Westin Hotels and Resorts, we have rejuvenating heavenly beds, a nutritious superfoods RX menu, and a workout gear lending program to help you stay in control and rise above it all. Westin, let's rise.
Okay, good guy alert. Coming up, Pastor David Johnson, Living Flag. Got to hear about this weekend. Muhammad Christian Church, in fact, begins tomorrow. Got to hear this. Stand by. Sports headlines.
In baseball, working from 1959 through the 80s, MVP in 69, Willie McCovey dies at the age of 80.
Mr. McCovey was feared. He was tremendous. The lefty man could hit that ball in the water in the old San Francisco park. He was a legend.
521 career home runs. David Price, $127 million over 4 years. Got a deal with the Boston Red Sox to stay there. Looks like the Cubs will exercise the 2019 option on lefty Jose Quintana, which means he's under contract for the next season for $10.5 million. NFL action tonight. Oakland is at San Francisco. Denver over the Bulls yesterday. Pacers beat the Knicks. Vancouver beat the Blackhawks 4-2. They've got Edmonton tonight. St. Louis Blues will host Vegas. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
ESPN 93.5. It's called The Living Flag. 14th Annual Community, God, and Country Service featuring a salute to the Armed Forces United. Pastor David Johnson, Muhammad Christian Church. David, how are you?
Oh, we're just doing wonderful over here. How about you?
Well, I'm fired up. You've got the Living Flag, which is patriotic. It's at your church, second, third, and fourth. What is this?
Well, it's a multi-media presentation, a way of us giving honor to whom honor is due by saluting our veterans and calling our attention back to what truly made our country great, our Lord, and also to say thanks to those who helped secure our freedom and fight for it every day, and just a big thank you of giving honor to whom honor is due.
Man, what's wrong with that?
Mm-hmm.
What is wrong with this picture? Nothing! Holy So 7 o'clock tomorrow night, and by the way, does it cost?
Oh, no, it's absolutely free.
What?
We don't even take donations. It's just free.
Crazy!
That's awesome.
Load up the bus! 7 o'clock tomorrow night, 2 o'clock on Saturday, 7 o'clock on Saturday, and 7 o'clock on Sunday. What kind of crowds do you expect, David?
Well, the last 2 years, we have had over 1,000 folks from the last year, they said 27 different communities around us came in to see this program.
That's terrific.
Inspiring. Awesome.
Are people dressed in red, white, and blue then and in the shape of a flag, David?
Big flag here. I'm watching it.
If you've ever seen like a living Christmas tree program that churches do at Christmas, it's the same concept. It's just a living flag. It's four tiers on a flag that is 21 feet wide, 17 feet tall. It holds about 30 singers. And along with that, we involve the whole community. The University of Illinois drill team from their Air Force ROTC comes. the Air Force ROTC Honor Guard from UT, or I mean U of I. We also have things like the Penrock Cadets, the Boy Scout Troop 25. They help present the colors. We have different groups that sing the national anthem for us and that kind of thing. It's just a real celebration, and just love sharing it with our community.
Well, and you don't have to do it, David, but you do, and I bet you really lift up a lot of people. And then the word of mouth begins, and then people bring their friends, and all of a sudden you're going to need more shows.
Well, absolutely. We've already experienced that. We started this 14 years ago with one presentation, and then it didn't take but 2 years to have to go to two, and then three, then four, and it's just continuing to build. People are indeed, as you said, spreading the word, and many come year after year after year. It's a different program every year, and but it's still the same, giving honor to whom honor's due and saying thank you. And to some of these veterans, particularly our Vietnam era veterans, it's the first time somebody stopped and said, thank you, man. Yep. Welcome home. We appreciate you.
Yep. Wasn't their fault. They did a great job.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Pastor David Johnson, they can go to MuhammadChristian.org. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
MuhammadChristian.org. Again, for more information, you can call them 586-3095. And again, tomorrow night at 7, Saturday at 2 and 7, Sunday at 7. And what, a couple of hours maybe?
Oh, no. It's an hour.
What?
It's in 1 hour, in and out. But we do also provide a little refreshments, cookies and punch and things afterwards, a little later.
Yes.
And
yes.
Some folks stay as long for that as they did for the program.
Right. Well, you want to meet and greet, right?
Exactly.
We do.
Yeah.
We do.
And you're just showing them the love of Jesus through the salute to the military. It's awesome.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're so thankful that God has blessed us so richly.
Listen, keep up your good work out there, David. Well done.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you helping us get the word around.
Well, it's a good thing. It is an all good thing. Enjoy the weekend. Hope it goes wonderfully.
Thank you.
Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
Pastor David Johnson. Again, Living Flag, 14th annual free event. Bring everyone. Muhammad Christian Church at 908 North Lake of the Woods Road. Four presentations. How would you not feel good about that?
That's terrific.
I mean, it's just a raw thank you. And you know, we certainly focus on law enforcement here.
Mm-hmm.
And but you know, when you're talking about EMS and fire and police and military,
all our first responders.
I mean, everybody who lays it on the line for us, and people in the service, including your daughter Gabby.
Yes.
American heroes.
Thank you.
They totally are. There is no refuting that. I am right about that. Completely. And I'm not right about a lot, but I'm right about that.
MuhammadChristian.org for
all
details.
Right. Tomorrow, it's Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny. As
yay!
As long as I text, coach, and remind him.
Uh-huh.
But he's happy to do this on Friday.
Daylight savings time will be ending
Saturday.
Into Sunday.
Yep. Saturday, Sunday, you fall back an hour. That's the good one because you get the extra hour of sleep.
Ah.
And then, of course, we'll spring ahead before we know it. One thing Congress has done that I really like is they squeezed that. They went later and earlier on that.
Okay.
So we're into November, and then we're into, I think it's early March or
early
late
March.
February.
Okay.
Yeah, early March.
Good.
And we spring ahead, and we lose the hour. But it's the daylight thing. I mean, boy, it is pitch dark at 7 right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it is really dark at 7 a.m.
It is.
So next week will be better as you move around to work and stuff and kids getting ready for school. Okay, that's it. We'll be back tomorrow.
All right, enjoy the day, Stevie.
Thank you, Diane Ducey. Stand by, the Jeremy Warner program is coming up next. Don't forget Tay and Carp this afternoon. We really appreciate you. You can hear all the shows on demand at our podcast. Go to ESPNCU.com to rehear David and anything else you might want to listen to from this morning's program. Thank you to Health and Human Services Cabinet Secretary Alex Azar, as the Donald Trump administration working on lowering prescription drugs, and it's working. It's coming down 30% so far. So good stuff. All right, stand by, Jeremy Warner next. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Talk to you tomorrow. Have a great Thursday.